before Wally comes to read and then Guy to preach, we will offer a prayer of thanksgiving for all God's goodness shown towards us. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy and for everything we have. We acknowledge that your hand alone provides. We thank you for your generosity shown through the regular giving of your faithful servants here at St. James. Help us, Father, as we seek to cover our costs and to pay our parish share. May we have the mind that all that we have comes through you and is for the building up of your kingdom. Please accept our gifts of money and talents as a token of our devotion and willingness to serve you in our daily lives. Amen.
The scripture reading today comes from Genesis 22, verses 1 to 18, the sacrifice of Isaac. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham," and he said, "Here I am." He said, "Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, of which I shall tell you." So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering, and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the boy will go over there and worship and come again to you." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took it in his hand, the fire and the knife. So he went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father, "Abraham, my father." And he said, "Here I am, my son." He said, "Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Abraham said, "God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son." So they went both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham reached out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here I am." He said, "Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me." And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided." And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this, I have not withheld your son, your only son. I will surely bless you, and I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars of heaven and as the sand it is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice."
Thank you very much, Wally. And good morning, everyone. Good morning. I have a confession to make. And I'm not a licensed reader in the Church of England. But Anand has asked me to give a little talk today, which I'm happy to do. And I trust that the Lord will bless his word to our hearts, in spite of the fact that I'm not a licensed reader. So we have this amazing story of Abraham and Isaac, and apologies for the lack of warmth today, but the program was switched off for some reason and wasn't switched on until a little earlier this morning. It is costing about between £250 and £300 to heat the church every Sunday, and I just checked the program just now. It's been coming on at 3 o'clock in the morning and staying on for about 10 hours, and it's just burning a lot of gas. So just wear your coats and in next week and the week after, and roll on summer. We're nearly there. This is the end of January now. So anyway, Abraham and Isaac, thy seed shall be as the stars of heaven and the sand of the seashore. What a promise. We've read the story of Abraham offering up Isaac in Genesis 22. This is one of the most amazing accounts of faith, obedience, and sacrificial giving in the entire Bible. When I took over as treasurer from Marion Clark in April last year, Marion said to me, "When you become treasurer, Guy, you will notice that there is an amazing amount of sacrificial giving in St. James Church. The congregation are very generous." And of course, I have noticed that. And thank you all for your contributions. In Galatians 3, verse 6, the Apostle Paul observes that Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned unto him as righteousness. He was quoting from Genesis. He was a man of great faith, that is, Abraham was a man of great faith, and in Hebrews 11, the author says, "By faith, Abraham, when called to a place he would later receive as an inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing where he was going. He was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God." Old Testament saints, like Abraham, looked forward to the cross of Christ. We look back to the cross of Christ and have the advantage of knowing about people like Adam, Cain, and Abel, Noah, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, David, and Solomon, and many more. Faith marked all these biblical characters, many of whom are mentioned in the well-known passage in Hebrews chapter 11. Which I'm sure you're all familiar with. Let's look more closely at the historic account of Abraham and what Abraham was prepared to give to the Lord. And this is before we get on to Genesis 22 later in the talk. Genesis 11 is the first reference to Abraham, or he was called Abram, A-B-R-A-M in those days, being born to Terah in verse 27. And two verses later, Abram take Sarai to be his wife. Then the next verse says, "But Sarai was barren. She had no child." Quite stunning and of great significance. Genesis 12, the following chapter, gives an account of God's promises to Abram. "I will make thee a great nation," God said to him. How? 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 When his wife was barren? Verse 4 tells us that Abram was 75 years of age. Now, almost nothing is written about Abraham in the first 75 years of his life. Then in verse 7, the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, "Unto thy seed will I give this land," the land of Canaan, which probably included what we now know as the Gaza Strip, with a wonderful coastline on the Mediterranean Sea. Abram did not question the Lord, but rather built an altar there. Then came a famine, and he moved south into Egypt and told Sarai, who was a very beautiful woman, the scripture tells us, to say that she was Abram's sister, otherwise Abram's life would be in jeopardy. Sarai was actually his half-sister, so it was a half-truth. Genesis 20, verse 12, spells that out. As Abram had predicted, Sarai was introduced to Pharaoh, but before he could take her as his wife, which he's wanted to do, a great plague hit the house of Pharaoh, and he realized something was wrong. He asked Abraham why he had lied. God has strange ways of intervening, but the plague worked wonders. Abraham and Sarai were dismissed and went back to the altar that he had made. Moving on to verse 15, the Lord promises to give the land of Canaan to Abraham and to all his seed forever. Did Abraham think to himself, what seed? My wife is barren. It was to be numbered as the dust of the earth. In verse 1 of chapter 15, the Lord said to Abraham, fear not, Abraham. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. But Abraham began questioning God, saying, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? You have given me no seed. Then came a further reassurance that Abraham's seed would be as the stars are in number. And now Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. It took a while for Abraham, for it to tumble in with Abraham, didn't it? But he believed God. This is a critical point. Chapter 17 relates the story of the birth of Ishmael to Hagar, the bondwoman or the maid of Sarai. Abraham was now 86. 13 years later, when Abraham was 99 years old, God entered into an agreement, known as a covenant, with Abraham to multiply him exceedingly to be the father of many nations. Kings shall come out of thee. Just imagine Abraham being told that. Kings shall come out of thee. Yes, King David and many more born in the royal line through Isaac came out of the loins of Abraham. But Ishmael was not counted among as his son, which is interesting. Verse 15. Sarai becomes Sarah, and God promises to give Abraham a son with Sarah. Abraham laughed. Did he really believe God? I think he did, but it was still a laughing matter. He was 100 years old, and Sarah was 90. So I suppose it must have been a laughing matter. And we would laugh in today's society, wouldn't we, if somebody of 100 years old and his wife was 90 giving birth to a child. So she was 90 when Isaac was born, miraculously, as she was well past the age of childbearing and had always been barren. She laughed in her heart, but not out loud. But the Lord knew she'd laughed in her heart. The name Isaac had been given before he was even born. Isaac means laughter. What a story. Now, they knew that a son was going to be born before the days and age in our current era, where you can scan a womb and find out what a baby's gender is going to be. In those days, thousands of years ago, they didn't have a scanning machine. But they knew it was going to be a son because God had promised Abraham. Chapter 21 gives the details of the birth of Isaac, which I won't go into. It's a story for another day. Coming back to chapter 22, which was our scripture reading, some 18 to 20 years later, when Isaac might have been around 18 to 20. The Lord says to Abram, take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest. This is the King James Version, which I love. Every step of the way, Abraham obeyed God and was prepared to sacrifice his only son. A little exposition now on the chapter briefly, verse by verse. It was quite a journey to get to the land of Moriah. It was a 3 or 4 days journey on foot. Verse 5 is very significant in that Abraham told the young men who had accompanied him and Isaac with the wood for the offering to stay where they were. And Abraham said, I and the lad, that's Isaac, will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He knew in his heart of hearts that the seed was dependent on Isaac living. There was probably not the slightest hint from Abraham to Isaac as to what God had actually asked him to do, that is to sacrifice Isaac. Isaac was carrying the wood, and Abraham had the fire and a knife. The fire might have been flintstones, but this is speculation on my part. They went, both of them, together. A critical term, both of them together. Verse 7, Isaac inquires about the lamb for a burnt offering. There they were on the mount. A fire ready to be lit, but no lamb for an offering. Isaac was oblivious to what the plan of God was. Abraham knew, but Isaac didn't know. Incredible. So in verse 8, the Lord said, God will provide himself for a burnt offering. And then we come to this phrase again. So they went, both of them together. An amazing phrase, which reminds me of the phrase in John's Gospel where Jesus said, I and my Father are one. There's a oneness in the Trinity, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I and my Father are one. Isaac and Abraham were just like that. They were knit together, and they went, both of them, together. They were one in spirit and mind. In verse 9 implies total submission on the part of Isaac, willing to be bound and laid on the altar upon the wood. Quite incredible. It reminded me, as I was going through my thinking processes here, of Isaiah 53, which says, he was led as a lamb to the slaughter, but he opened not his mouth, speaking prophetically of Christ himself. In verse 10, Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. What must have been going through their minds at that moment? Verse 11, and the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham! And he said, here am I. The term angel of the Lord refers to Christ himself, the third person of the Trinity, before becoming incarnate, a very rare appearance. Verse 12, God had put Abraham to the ultimate test of obedience to prove that he feared God. He had not withheld his only son, Isaac, whom he loved. Yes, Abraham had another son with Hagar, but this was different from being the chosen one born to a woman of 90. Sarah lived another 37 years and so saw Isaac mature. The final few verses confirm that Abraham's seed would be as the stars of heaven and the sand that is on the seashore. Genesis 24 speaks about Isaac taking Rebekah to be his wife. And I cannot possibly do justice to these passages without far more time. And I trust that the scriptures that we've considered will be etched in our hearts and minds as we ponder these things in our hearts. Thank you.